I need you to listen to me, Amanda, and I need for you to try to be brave. She looked up at me.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Edmund, is coming, but we can't wait. We need to try to get out of this. Are you with me?
Okay,
she said again, but her voice was trembling. I knew we had to move quickly or I'd lose her. I looked around the boathouse for something, anything that would help.
Any ideas? I asked. Maybe we could, you know, try to untie each other's hands?
Good plan. It was hard to do with one foot tied to the other and both our ankles secured to the bench. After a couple of minutes, we were able to maneuver our free legs over the back of the bench so that we were sitting back to back. Still, it was a challenge, not being able to see what we were doing, both of us fumbling with the rope and our hands getting in the way of one another.
We need to do this differently, I told her. Let me untie you first, and then you can untie me.
It was easier with only two hands moving than it was with four. I tried to recall how I tightened and threaded the rope around her wrists, then tried to do it in reverse. 5 minutes passed, and I finally felt the knot loosen. I kept going until the rope fell away. Amanda swung her free leg over the front of the bench. Untie her feet, I said. She bent over, struggling with the knots that David had tightened so securely.
Wow, she said. This is really tight.
She rubbed her fingers on her skirt and started the process all over again. She was breathing hard, all bent over while I listened for David. I really needed to get her out of here.
I got it,
she said, and I felt the rope loosen around my ankle.
Turn around, she said. I'll untie you.
I turned my back to her, but I could tell she was struggling again with the knots. She just loosened them enough that blood was starting to flow back into my fingers. When I heard the door slam at the house.
You have to go now, Amanda, I said. David's coming, and I don't want you here. No, I can't leave you.
Listen to me, I whispered in the dark. You need to get out of here, and we don't have much time. Do you have a cell phone? She shook her head.
My mom won't let me have one.
Okay, listen. Go out through the door behind us. There's a walkway over the water around the boathouse. When you get out the door, turn to the left away from the house. You can jump onto the beach once you get to that side of the building. Then circle around the house and head for the road. Don't stop until you find another house and have them call the police.
I'm afraid.
Then this is where you need to be brave. David's an old man. You can outrun him. But you have to go now, before he gets here. Even in the dark, I could see the terror in her eyes. Then she took a deep breath, stood up, and slipped out the door for the boat launch. Minutes later, David came into the boathouse, carrying a battery-operated lantern in one hand, the gun in his other.
Where is she?
He shouted at me. Long gone, I said. He moved quickly across the planks and backhanded me across the face with his gun hand. The taste of blood filled my mouth. David noticed the open boat launch door and walked over to it with his lantern, then stepped out onto the planks. I wriggled a hand out of the rope, but kept both hands behind my back. He stepped back into the boathouse and pointed the gun at my head. Now all I could hope for was that Amanda had run like hell, and Edmund was on his way.